Welcome to the Pure Flicks Podcast, a show brought to you by PureFlicks.com. PureFlicks.com, the faith, family, and fun video streaming service. Get ready for uplifting news, scripture, movie reviews, and interviews with some of your favorite actors, authors, and pastors. Let's get started.
Hey, what's going on? It's Billy Hollowell, and welcome to the Pure Flicks Podcast. I am excited about a conversation that we are having today on the show with Dr. Ernie Found. Dr. Found is really one of the main subjects of The Miracle Season. The Miracle Season is a wonderful film. It is based on inspirational, true events surrounding Ernie Found and his story, and in particular, his daughter, Caroline, who passed away very young, very tragically. But really, it's a story of overcoming, of finding hope, and of a community coming together in a powerful way. Dr. Ernie Found is going to share with us his story, how he overcame intense pain, intense suffering, relied on his faith, and grew together with his community. So with no further ado, let's welcome Dr. Ernie Found to the Pure Flicks Podcast. Dr. Ernie Found, how you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Now, we're here today to talk about The Miracle Season. This is a film that is streaming right now on PureFlix. And, you know, Dr. Found, your daughter, Caroline, she is part of this film. It is her story. It is your story. It's a very touching story. And it's really an incredible overcomer story in so many ways. It's about loss. It's about faith and perseverance. And I just wanted to ask you, we'll sort of start here. What was it like for you to let Hollywood in to tell this story?
Yeah, Billy, that was a big, tough thing. And, you know, at first we were, our goal was never to turn all this into a movie. It wasn't, hey, let's have a movie made about this. No, au contraire. They came to us. And the way that happened was Coach Bresnahan had notified Brian Gumbel. Brian Gumbel does a show, Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, on HBO. And he had heard about the story. And so he sent out a crew. And the leader of that crew was a guy by the name of Frank DeFord. I don't know if that name rings a bell with you at all or others, but Frank DeFord was the executive or head of Sports Illustrated. I read Frank DeFord's articles, 50 years ago, and he was my hero for a lot of reasons. Anyway, they put together a little 15-minute clip, and then they presented it on Brian Gumbel's show, Real Sports. The problem is they did too good a job with it because movie people saw it, and all of a sudden we had all these presidents of this and that flying on out here telling us they'd like to turn this into a motion picture, into a feature film. And we were very much no, we're not going to have Hollywood enter into our lives and mess around with us. And but then time went on a little bit, and a couple people in the movie business got a hold of us and suggested a writer and so forth. And once we got to know people a little bit and knew what their direction was going to be, and trust played a big role in that, trust played a huge role in that, that they weren't going to Hollywood eyes, that we decided, well, let's go ahead.
Now, a lot of people wanted to make this movie. There were people coming to you. They wanted to make it. And there are so many inspirational and difficult elements to the story. It's understandable why there was so much interest. But these are real life events that you and your family went through. Just so the audience understands, you lost your daughter, Caroline, when she was 17 years old. It was in 2011, a tragic accident. But at the same time, there was something else going on. Your wife was struggling with pancreatic cancer. And this is all happening again at the same time. What was it like for you learning about Caroline's death? And then how did you process that in light of what your wife was going through as well in the days that followed?
Yeah. My wife, Ellen, had been diagnosed with end-stage pancreatic cancer just 3 months previously. You know, she was a healthy, active woman, and she was, in a lot of respects, mother to many of the volleyball players that the Caroline High School volleyball team was with. So that was, in and of itself, dealing with a terminal illness.
Life-altering. I mean, that's life-altering. There's no other...
And there began the... Our inner questioning, why, how come, can't be, things are going to change, miracles going to happen, it can't be true. So that started the sleepless nights to be there. But again, you got to hang together. And actually, Ellen was in the hospital, about to go into hospice care and things. And Caroline's volleyball team had won the state championship the year before here in Iowa. And all of the girls were coming back for the next year. So pretty exciting time. And they were gearing up for another potential championship run. And then Caroline was had gone to a Young Life meeting. This is right in just as school was about to start. Going to a Young Life meeting, and was coming back from a Young Life meeting, and she was riding on someone else's moped. It wasn't her moped, and went to get some ice cream, and then on the way home, didn't make a turn, and doggone it, whatever mopeds go, maximum 30, 35 miles an hour, right there was this little tree that... that she ran into, and she didn't survive.
You know, I think about the fact that at the time you're already facing this cancer journey with your wife, then you lose Caroline. And I know there are a lot of people watching this who are going through their own struggles with loss and with pain. And there are so many questions that come out of that, life questions, questions about God, why bad things happen. You know, one of the things I'm curious about is how you were able to journey through the initial days and then the weeks and the months that followed. How did you muster the courage and the strength to get through that?
Well, I wish I had a nice, quick, easy answer. Or story to tell that here's the way to do it, A, B, C, D, and you will be free. It doesn't happen that way. I'd have to say the only way I and we got through a lot of this was on our previous faith and our understanding that, we're not always in control. Someone else is, and we've just got to be able to trust that. And we were surrounded, with love, and again, that's all things that you develop over time, and God is love, and that kept ringing through my mind through it, and you rely on other people, and yeah, there's some of the minute-by-minute things that get you through, best thing I can say is trust in the Lord, and realize that there is more going to happen in the future. Don't know what it is, but trust.
You know, trust. Trust is the key. It's so powerful to hear you say that. You know, in the midst of uncertainty and struggle, that's what we often need, is to look above and to find that trust. You know, as I was watching the miracle season, one of the things that really struck me was Caroline and how positive and how special she was and how she impacted the people around her. And the same could be said of you and your family. I just want to kind of pause here for a minute and give you a chance to tell us a little bit more about Caroline and that impact that she had.
Well, Caroline was, and still is, but was... loved being with people and loved helping people, and just was always wanted to be friendly. And everybody seemed to kind of draw to her, and she just loved helping people and being around people and helping to make people smile. And yeah, I guess her spirit was pretty infectious in that regard. You know, she was real active in the school. They called it the Best Buddies program. And I could tell a little story about her best buddy at the funeral and things. But, you know, she would seek out people at lunchtime who were sitting alone and go over and sit with them, things like that.
And one of the things that struck me about you was that a lot of people, when they go through what you did, you lost your daughter and then your wife within a 2-week period. A lot of people would retreat. They would turn inward. But you chose to do something very different. You chose to start showing up for other people, showing up to all of the volleyball games, and to lean into that. What led you to take that route rather than turning inward or retreating from everybody?
Well, I realized, as did my son and as did my daughter, Greg and Catherine, that they all were struggling too. The girls and the players and the players' parents, you know, we were all struggling. And when people struggle, you got to help them too. And so quite honestly, by trying to help them, helped me as well. And we all realize we gotta get through this together, and we need everybody. And so I just felt like anything I can do to help them, that's what I need to do. And indirectly, that helped me a great deal. No doubt about it. It's a two-way street.
Yeah, it's a two-way street, and you see that in the story. The team is moving forward and marching toward what they hope is victory, right? And you were there supporting them all along the way. I imagine that gave you comfort, that gave you peace, as you were able to then in turn give them the same.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And I kind of kept thinking, what would Caroline do in this situation? And I know darn well what she would do. She'd be right there.
How would you say your life has transformed not only through the losses, but also the gains and your ability to then bring this story, just like you are right now, out to the world? How has sharing that story and experiencing it changed your faith?
Well, I'd say it's only strengthened it. On the other hand, there are times when it has allowed me to really question my faith, and by questioning and by always being pulled back to it, strength has been the outcome of that. You know, yeah. When you analyze things or really look at them and query them, it becomes more of a, potentially anyway, a real thing for you. So, yeah, there was a period of time when I kind of wondered why. And maybe with, I don't know if I withdrew an awful lot, but it wasn't as strong. But the more I thought about it and sought some help with others, could understand it maybe a little bit better.
You know, the power of community is so important, and this is something that comes up in the film and in your story. And as Christians, we know this. Church is important, being part of that community. You know, we're coming out of a time in our culture and in our world where community was really restricted because of everything that's been happening, COVID and everything else. But yet the power of people to help one another through difficult times, like what you went through, is so pertinent. Community helps us journey. It helps us overcome doubt. And it sounds like you had a very powerful community around you as you journeyed through this.
Very much so. Not only my church community, but the Iowa City, Iowa community in general. And that's relying on others and looking for others to help. It makes you feel good when other people help you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So here's my final question for you. As people watch The Miracle Season, which again, they can watch right now on PureFlix, and as they read the story, what are you hoping is Caroline's legacy? What are you hoping is your family's legacy that people can take away from watching and reading the story?
Yeah, I guess I'd have to say, you know, each of us, it's very easy for all of us to get pretty wound up in ourselves. And our day-to-day happenings and looking at our numbers and where do we rank and where is this and how many of this and where are we going to go here and all that kind of thing. That's not what matters in the long run.
That's so true.
It's the relationships that you make, the relationships that you work on, the love that you give and thereby receive. That's what's important in the long run.
Absolutely. Sometimes the things we spend the most time on, those are the things that actually matter the least. And it's important that we keep that in mind.
Yeah, one of our sayings here at home, my wife always was a proponent of the big things are really the little things. And it's so true. So true.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today and being here to share your story. The film is The Miracle Season. You can watch it right now on PureFlix. Appreciate your time.
Sure, my privilege. Thank you very much, Billy. Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Did you know you can access thousands of entertaining and inspiring faith and family-friendly TV shows, movies, and original series? It's simple. Just log on to PureFlix.com right now to start your free trial. From kids' content to some of the most uplifting films, we've got your entire family covered. Sign up today.
What an incredibly powerful interview with Dr. Ernie Found. Watch The Miracle Season right now on PureFlix. Head over to PureFlix.com and get that free trial. Enjoy it today. And let us know what you think. Go over to Facebook, comment. We've got a video version of the interview there as well. And we just love to know what you think of the interview, what you think of the film. We know you will enjoy it. Head over to PureFlix.com today. We'll see you next time.
That's all for today's podcast. You can follow PureFlix on Facebook at facebook.com/PureFlix and on Twitter at PureFlix. And be sure to log on today to PureFlix.com for thousands of faith and family-friendly movies and TV shows. Thanks for listening to the PureFlix podcast.